The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Yes. Erade ye boy mu ase ye ka chew se wo chen ade nyina wanim ani wechi obi nni ho erade wudi hini wa men nyina so enwumre ye sore wo ye peja wo esi ye ka se kron ni wo asafo erade e boy mu ase ma wo amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Very happy to be with you once again. We are building a glorious church that will be able to possess the nations. And the glorious church is made up of victorious Christians. Glorious Christians build glorious church. And we have been saying that the victory that we have, we had it in his death. His death purchased for us the victory that has overcome sin. The world and Satan. Through the eternal life and the eternal Holy Spirit, we are able to live a victorious Christian life. We have said that the difference of the effect of any two Christians is the fact of their understanding of who Christ is in their lives.
Now, Yakabiom said, Christopher, you know, and since I saw my brabo bewono, aging, I said, you would say, a radius, I say, oh, my brabo.
Hallelujah. Depends on the true characteristics of a spiritual person, we have said, is the ability to understand correctly the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. Last week we read from 1 John 3 from verse
1.
See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And then we dwell so much on the verse 3. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. We said last week that living a life of purity is the new life that we have received. Is to stay away from contamination. Because in him we are holy. We have been made holy. So when we say you are practicing purity, it is to live a life that is blameless. A life without spots nor wrinkles. Or any such things in this perverse generation. And that one we can achieve it because Christ's death purchased that authority and the power to live that kind of life for us on the cross.
Na sabra bonu ebetumi abo efrise Yesu ni wo no e de sabra bonu amanyan a Yesu ebetumi abo sa akronkron ye abra bonu.
Now remember that we are new creations.
Kai ne hu say ye abode foforo.
The Bible says the old is gone.
Trone say de etwam no eko.
The new has come.
Ade foforo asan aba.
We are not talking about the old.
Ye kasam fa dada ne hu
bio. We are talking about the new that has come.
Na mo bi e kasam fa foforo na aba no.
We died with him. That we might live in the new. Sometimes we believe so much that we can sin more than believing that we can lead a holy life. If anyone is in Christ, the Bible says he or she is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. The old sinful nature that fights against us. We studied that Paul says that we have to crucify it.
Yes, I say. Paul say,
we went on to say that we must draw the lines. Lines of resistance. We should discipline our appetites. And not allow the old man to rule us again. Because the old is gone.
If he said dada no eko.
So we must make sure that it is gone. The
new
has come. And we have to live in the new.
Now, as I say, yet not full.
We concluded last week.
Now,
by drawing our minds. But drawing our minds on the fact that sin to the new creation is a mistake. Not so much a weakness. So that the new creation will say that I couldn't help it. The helper has come already. The eternal life we have received.
It.
And this too with us. We are more than conquerors. We are able to live above reproach. We are able to become like the Noah's, the Daniel
for,
and the Job's,
any Job for,
we are able to live above reproach. Sin is a mistake. Now, why are we saying this? 1 John chapter 2,
verse
1. 1 John 2:1. This is the same apostle speaking. And I like the way he presented this one. 1 John 2.
He said,
my dear children, look at how he's addressing the church. He has seen it all. And at the time he was writing, he was also an old man. This is the disciple that Jesus really loved. That is according to his own testimony. Jesus didn't say that. But he said that he was the one that Jesus really loved. He was closest to the Son of Man. After many years, when he was writing to the church, he says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if, not but when, we are not waiting to sin. Because that is not who we are. I'm writing to you that you do not sin. I'm writing to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Now, so look at how he put it. I'm writing to you so that you will not sin. That is not who you are. You are a new creation. But if, not but when, you are not expected to go on sinning. That is why he said that anyone that is born of God does not continue to sin. Because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin.
Unto me,
because he is born of God. So if for any reason we slip, it is a mistake. We correct it. He says that if we see that we have slipped, we have an advocate in Christ Jesus. He said in 1 John 1:9 that when we confess our sins, because we have slipped, when we confess our sins, because we have made mistakes, the advocate Jesus Christ, Jesus
Christ,
who forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we sin,
it is a
now Romans chapter 6. I want us to understand this very well. So that we are not talking about sinless perfection, no. We are not talking about one saved, forever saved. No. That is not what we believe. But look at Romans
6
verse
1.
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? We are saved by grace. So shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? And the Apostle Paul answered his own question, by no means. We are those who have died to sin. Die to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And the Apostle John will say that if you slip, if you slip. Now, when we begin to see sin as a mistake, we will live a more righteous life. But when you think that sin is a weakness within you and that you can't help it, you always find excuse for doing evil. But the old is gone. The new has come. 1 Kings chapter
15.
I want to spend some time on this and then we'll continue. 1 Kings 15 verse
5.
I like this particular verse so much. You see, the day I saw it, it ministered to my spirit. It really challenged
me.
For David had done what was right in the eyes of the Lord. If he said David, and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's commands. All the days of his life. Except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. Now lift up your heads and look at me. You see, David sinned.
Show David, yeah, Bonnie.
And he didn't think that.
Now, what I'm going to say,
that was a weakness.
Say,
he saw it as a mistake.
Oh, who say,
and the Bible says that he corrected it.
Naturally, say, oh,
and that is why the Bible says that except
anything naturally said, J.
He please the Lord. He followed his commands. And the Bible says, except. So after he repented of that sin, he never went on indulging in sin any longer. So when we sin, we have an advocate in the Father.
That
is not what is expected of you. That is why scripture says, if for any means, correct the mistake. And live a victorious life in Christ, which has power over sin. The Holy Ghost is not just for raising dead, it is for living above sin too. We want to build a glorious church.
So
we need glorious, victorious Christians who walk on this planet Earth like Jesus did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to continue by giving a soft topic. And I will just say confidence in the law of the Lord. In living a victorious Christian life, we need confidence in the law of the Lord. You see, because the victorious life begins at where Jesus left off, and it is on the cross that the law was passed.
If we say,
see, we studied last week that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus cancel the law of sin and death. And then we went back into history and use the analogy of slavery to open up this scripture. Slavery was the law that permitted a human being to own, buy, and sell a fellow human being like a property. Then we said the other time that when Abraham Lincoln canceled slavery, he didn't kill the slave master nor the slave. What he dealt with was the law of slavery that which gave the slave master the authority to take someone as a slave. He destroyed that one. And we said that the power of sin over us, that hooked us to the devil's yoke, was effectively destroyed by the anointing. The Bible said by the anointing, the yoke is broken. Now going back to slavery, we said that two things can just keep the slave who is free still on the plantation. We said the first one is ignorance. So we need a good teacher who will be able to throw light on who we are in Christ. Then I promise you that I'll talk about the second one, the unwillingness of the slave to leave the plantation. Unwillingness of the slave to leave the plantation. Even though he's aware that slavery has been abolished, why is he unwilling or she unwilling to leave the plantation? See, I will suggest that for the sake of what I want to talk about, that there is some sense of insecurity
and Sembia oni areshemu papa
of the law.
Oni areshemu ewo mranu.
He is not so sure.
Onto minge mranu ntum papa
of the law.
Onto minge mranu ntum papa.
Not so sure that the law is able to meet his needs.
Onyi ni se emranu betumi amani ni ehia no.
That if he leaves this plantation,
se ofrin ku asumi mu a,
and he leaves this slave master.
Na ofrin niura master niura no wa.
Is the law that is setting him free able also to meet his needs?
Emrana amana de ne ho no, ebetumi amanu de ehia no ana.
Answer his questions.
Ebetumi amani nsem humu aye.
And solve his problems.
E na ne hawa da ne so ebetumi abo ano.
Because you are leaving the plantation.
If he say wo free inku aye.
To where?
Now, what will
you ask?
Obebusa.
There are some if what's in the mind.
Or
I should say, what ifs in the mind.
Now, your obisa will say that mekwa ebesi saying.
See, this is why the devil is a deceiver.
And
I want you to lift up your head and look at me. You see, when the law of slavery was cancelled, the slave master was left. He knows it.
Onim.
That if I let this slave leave this plantation,
onim.
I'm going to suffer lost. Because he or she is my property. He is helping me on this farm. Because of him, I'm rich. If I let him go, just like Pharaoh was saying, if you go, who is going to do this work for us? Nevertheless, he knows that the law is real. He can't keep the slave on the plantation because of the law, the fear of what will happen to him if he insists on the slave being on the plantation.
And I'm running to onto me ma akwano entina efuonum. It says ma akwano entina efuomu onim de ebetuno.
So his first card is to keep him ignorant of the law.
Enti de obetumi aye edi kan se obe omani hunu emrano de emrane tie.
Now when he knows that the law is passed, the slave knows that the law is passed and that he is free, the only option that this slave master has is to deceive, cast some doubt on the law,
Nase,
and keep this slave on the plantation.
Nase orani hunu se akwa ne hunu se ampa emra no aba amana de ne ho a ene de aka onu so betumi aye ne se oba dada akwa no ama akwa ne hunu de emra foforo no ewode mano a obeka nefuo mu hoda.
You see, we are not talking about unbelievers here.
See,
I'm now leaving the slave. I'm coming to the new creation.
See,
the unbeliever does not believe the gospel. Here we are talking about the Christian believer. Who is unwilling to break free from the devil. And I'm saying that it's all because sometimes there's some sort of insecurity. He thinks that the law is not able to hold him and then grant him a good future.
Now the American say, "Eto de bia de ntia ontumi free na ni wura ne nchane say, oni emra foforo no mu ahotoso. Na na dwen ye ne say emra foforo no e ma ne daache papa."
The devil casts doubts on his mind.
Obonsam no ma echinji bana dwim
on what God has said.
Na oje onyame asem ho echinji.
He still questions like he did to Eve. Has God said? He's always questioning what God has said just to cast doubt on the totality or on the security of what God has said.
Na de bia de oya ni se obomo de se de onyame aka no obisa bisa munsem te se de okoye wo edin tro mu kire Eve aso onyame aka se na ompese nipa no begye nyame asem a waka ni na atum.
You see, this creates some kind of fear and insecurity in the new believer, and it paralyzes his will for fully submitting to the pleasure of the law.
Now, eyi ema ehu eba o Christo ni ana ojidi de numu na ebo ne pa opese nka otwe ne ho na obesu mewrade no ebo ne dedua.
I'll not be surprised that someone is listening to me who is born again and still he has some talismans on around this way. I'll not be surprised.
And mama say obia. I'll
not be surprised that someone is born again, but on 31st night, you still go back to the village, to the shrine.
So
instead of breaking free, he sings in, as a new creation, but he still has some connection with the past.
Obedi ne hono ohuni hu so oyabode foforo de nanso oda sukra ne madada na etwemu no ebim.
This cast some fear on the believers' mind.
Ema ehu echire ojidini no.
The fear of people.
Nipa hu ehu.
What people will say is
and then na nipa beka fa
is not does not allow us to break free from the past.
De nipa beka fa ne hono ema ontumi nde ne ho emfri de etwemu no.
The fear of the past. People are not able to break free and accept the new law. They still think about the past and they want to ask themselves, what if?
Fear of the
future. Will God be able to if I leave this man? Fancy that you have just landed in Accra. You don't have what where you can call your home. You meet this young man who is a married man. And then he picks you as a concubine. Finds some room somewhere for you. And then you hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You lift your hands and say, I'm born again. You are still living in that room. And you are still living with that man. Even though you know that it is evil. You see, the question you are asking is what if? If I break away from this man, where will I sleep? Who will give me money? And then your common sense tells you that in Kakra.
Little by little.
That is the kind of Christianity that that is the kind of mentality that we have. The fear of future. The fear of evil. Or the evil one. In this part of our world, because of our worldview, we believe even Satan more than God. When someone dies, instead of asking what killed the person, we will philosophically ask who killed him. The fear of evil. Sometimes does not allow us to break free and hold on to the law of the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. 1 Samuel 16:1-2. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Since I have rejected him as king over
Israel.
Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've chosen one of his sons to be king.
If he said Emmanuel, na meyi ohine mafa.
Let's listen to what Samuel said. This is not any small Samuel.
We know Samuel.
We are talking about the judge.
Yeah,
we are talking about the priests. We are talking about Israel's prophet. Listen to what he's going to say. But Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. God's word has come to him clearly.
So
I'm afraid of Saul. Fear of people. He's not so sure that whether the God who spoke to him will be able to deliver him from the hands of
Saul.
The unwillingness of the believer to leave Satan's plantation. Leave Satan's plantation. Time will not permit us to talk about the high priest
Aaron.
Moses asked him simple question. Why have you done this to the people? And then Aaron said, see the people.
Aaron said,
he was afraid of them.
No usro.
So he had to give in to their desire. Sarah, for fear of future, thinking that she was never going to have a child, decided to give the maid for his husband so that she will become the husband's wife, just for her to have some baby.
Sarah, na sura no usro dache. Na nadwene sɛ ontumi nya ba nti ɔyɛ nadwene sɛ ɛne ɛte sɛ dia nafuna no ɔde ne ɛma ne kun na nafuna no awo ama no efi sɛ nadwene yɛ sɛ ontumi nya ba daache.
When Peter was enjoying with the Gentiles and a group of people came from Jerusalem, they came from James. When Peter saw them, he played hypocrisy.
Ebra Petro no ne amama mufo enya yonkofa na ebinum free Jerusalem bae no Petro hu won ehunti ofra se se oyɛ ne ho nyatrom
because of the people who have come from James.
Esan nipakua na wo free James chen abanti Yakubu chen abanti.
But you see, this evening I've come to inspire you.
Na nanumre mabase me beshe onkra.
To have confidence in the word of God and the law of the Lord.
Senya onyakopo asemmu ene ne mra mu enidaso.
See, when Jesus said it is finished, he meant it is finished.
Ebra Yesu ka se wewie no ampa na wewie.
Our salvation is secured in the law.
Yenkwaje no SCP ewewrade mu.
It is complete in him.
Edimu ewonimu.
The law of the Lord is sure and solid. It delivers us and it will prosper us. And I want you to know, brothers, that this law was passed by God himself. Romans chapter 7. I read from 24 then through 8 verse 2.
Romans 18 soon.
What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God. Who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law. But in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Now remember that he says, thanks be to God. So God is going to do something for him. Chapter
8,
verse 1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set me free from the law of sin and death. And now listen to verse
3.
For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, the Bible says God did it. God did it. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so, he condemns sin in the flesh. Now just lift up your eyes and look at me. God passed the law. Nothing can challenge the law. It is a supreme law. It cannot be overturned by the devil. It is forever settled in heaven. Now let's examine how this law was enacted. This is very important so far as this teaching is concerned. If you like, all that I was saying was introduction. How this law of God was enacted.
1
John chapter 5 verse 9.
1
John
5
9, I'll read through to 13. We accept human testimony. But God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his son. Now listen to this. He is saying that, but God has, if we accept man's testimony, God has a greater testimony.
The opposite of Cheney say, you to me, Jenny Padansi, to me, dear, and you, Unyakupon, what dance, Cheney.
God has given a testimony concerning his son.
Now, we didn't ban him a dance here.
Whoever believes the Son of God accepts this testimony.
Now, dear, or Jesus Christo, Edino.
Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his son. And then John says that, and this is the testimony. So let's listen to the testimony of God. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. It is full stop. I don't know whether you have full stop in your Bible.
Now,
I want you to look at me here. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Capital S. O. N. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life.
So,
and this life is in his Son. Not in any human being else. And this one, the Bible says, it is God's own testimony. Whoever has the Son, not a son, whoever has the Son, has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Period. This is God's own testimony. Now, what is a testimony? A testimony is a statement or declaration of a witness under oath or affirmation. Now, when you go to court and you want to testify, if you are a Christian, they will hand you a Bible. If you are a Muslim, they will give you a Quran. And then you swear. By the Bible or the Quran. And then you make your declaration or statement. Now, what you are going to say is going to affect the judgment. If you don't want to swear by the Bible or the Quran, you do a solemn declaration, which is also accepted as an affirmation. You see, but when you swear to an oath, the oath is to appeal to a deity.
Or
to someone or to a revered person.
What day onyami bi anansu se onipe bia obun munyam no yesronku bi ene kanta.
A revered person or thing.
Anase adie bia yebu no ene wode kanta.
To witness one's determination to speak the truth.
I would need the answer say wo bekan de wo kan eno kre.
To keep a promise.
Afei wo bedi wo bohye
so. So you testify on oath.
Enti wo ka ntam.
So anytime that you want to give a testimony in the law court,
and he said, "What cause any be an officer who mad and said
you do that under oath?"
What the entam and a master.
So when we are saying that God testified,
and he said, "Kesi onyango pondi adansi ya."
He did that on the oath.
Onyame de entam enka ena odidi adansi.
That he has given us eternal life.
Now I can't one time say, "Wamai entam."
And this life is in His Son.
Na saan kwa ewoni banu.
Whoever has the Son has life.
Na obi biara owo obanu.
Whoever does not have the Son,
na the only obanu,
does not have life.
Onim kwa.
And this one, God testified under oath.
Na we onyaku pankasa ekantam enodidi adansi.
Nothing changes that.
Bibin to me si sa
ye. See, what is the importance of an oath in a testimony?
Enti wa adansi diemu no entam na. What kind of home fast one is saying?
Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrew 4 man, it is here.
I want you to pay close attention to this one. And I'm going to read from verse 13, Hebrews 6.
Hebrew 4 man,
I'll be explaining.
Hebrew 4 man, it is here.
When God made His promise to Abraham,
He's
trying to explain how God will give a testimony on the oath. When God made His promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater to Him to swear by, since there was no one greater for Him to swear by, the Bible says He swore by Himself. God told Abraham, "I swear by myself." Because if you have to take a note, you appeal to a deity or a revered person, someone greater. And there's no one greater than God. So he told Abraham, "Abraham, I swear by myself."
If he said, "Say, what person? What can tell me? I just say, what can Obia or so sinewo? And I did be yebuno, and I did be one in there. Now so nyamisha, Obi biara niwa or so sinewunti, or say, me camp me ankasame hunter.
I swear by myself.
Me camp me ankasame
hunter. Saying, I will surely bless you.
Say, ampara meshra.
And give many descendants.
Na wadori.
And so, after waiting patiently,
now,
Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves. And now listen to this. And the oath confirms what is said. I want to repeat that. People swear by someone greater than themselves.
If he said nipa ka de oso sene no won ntam,
and the oath confirms what is said,
na into atoni na atutwa,
and puts an end to all argument,
nin tanka odia hye asem no mu denti.
Now sometimes we want to think that certain people and certain religions have salvation.
Eto de bia ya na yadwen ye say oso ma huduo bi ani nipa bi e won kwaje.
In order not to be confused,
said the bear ya dream nya na no,
God testifies on oath.
Onyame ekantam edidi adanse.
That eternal life is in His Son.
Said dan kwano ewoni banu.
And this oath puts an end to all arguments.
Na sa entam ya okai ema ntuato ni na tutwa.
So you see, don't use reason. God has declared on oath already.
Enti wenu yemfa adwene bia nto ho we onyame ekantam.
Don't say that. So can all these people go to hell because they didn't accept Christ? Every religion is religion. See, God has said it on oath.
And kase aso nipa bebrebe ya wanye Yesu edi omi na beko se yemu ana asoma hudo ina beko se nyame akantam.
Verse 17 says that because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, He confirmed it with oath. God wanted to make the salvation and the eternal life in His Son very clear, so that no generation is confused, So he confirmed it on oath. God did it so that by two unchanging things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. You see, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall everything be established. And God says that, the Bible says that God swore, so that those of us who have believed in him will be encouraged that what we have believed is the right thing.
Trono emeti asese nipa mienu asem ano asem esijinae na trono mayeti asese onyankopon kantam se de beya yenya yebeji edi no yadwini mu ada hope fe.
We have this hope as an anchor of the soul, firm and secure. So we want you to know that you are secured when you trust in what God has said, firm and secure.
Eno na ye wo sa okra seche a entie na etim ho a ekiremu dikosi ntwetwam no mu na epese ma wote ase se ne nyame aka ne ejina ho pefe.
Brothers and sisters, the oath settles all arguments.
Edofonom entam no ema entuato ina etutwa.
But for a testimony to be valid,
na se
it must be premised on some truth. Why is God testifying concerning his son? Why is he not doing the same for any other person? Philippians 2, 5 downwards will explain this. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to use as his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Now, like verse
9.
Therefore, as a result, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow,
and also for
in heaven and on earth
and as for
and under the earth,
and
every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord,
say Jesus Christ only Rade,
to the glory of the Father. Therefore, as a result of what he did, God was so pleased and he has highly exalted him and he has giving a testimony concerning that life, eternal life, is found only in this one. That the mention of his name, every knee bows, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. Hebrews 1 verse 4 says, so he became a much superior to that of to the angels.
Now, Wakrono Emro so echan abofo.
As the name he had inherited is superior to theirs.
Now, Amani dini kunini a esono wande.
That name is superior to Abraham's name.
Nidinu esosine Abraham.
Is superior to Moses' name.
Echan Moses din.
It is superior to any other name.
Echan din biara.
So the Bible says, anyone that shall call upon that name shall be saved.
Ekechoni se obi biara obebo sa dinu obejene kwa.
It is the name.
It
is not a name.
And yet,
there is none other. Peter said,
Petro said,
salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven
given
to mankind by which we must be saved. There is no other name given to mankind. The name that has been given is the name Jesus. And it was given by God. And he did that under oath. Nothing changes it. He is the only Savior of the world. John says this.
Johannes says,
he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. From north to south. From east to west. The whole world. Don't say that as for our country. This is our religion. If it is not about Christ, according to my Bible, you can't be saved. For God has said, eternal life is found only in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God has no life. This is the word of God. You see, this is what we call the gospel. The gospel. Let's go and listen to what Paul said in Galatians 1. I am astonished from verse 6. Galatians 1:6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Turning to a different gospel. It says that I am astonished that you are quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion. And are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
Now,
they want to change the gospel of Christ. They want to change the good news that is found in only in Christ. And listen to the Apostle Paul. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. Why is he saying this? See, the gospel is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. If anyone comes to preach a different gospel rather than this, Paul says that even if we or any angel says I'm coming from heaven and he brings a different gospel that salvation is in Moses
Abraham
or Elijah
Eliam,
or is found in a certain city,
he
says that let him be cursed. Why is Paul calling curses? Because there are instructions on how to treat verdict.
If he said,
when a verdict is given, there are instructions of how to treat it. You don't turn it. And this one, it is God himself who has declared. Let's go to Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 17:8.
If cases come before your courts that are too difficult for you to judge, whether bloodshed, lawsuit, or assault, Take them to the place the Lord your God will choose. Go to the Levitical priest and to the judge who is in office at the time. Inquire of them and they will give you the verdict. When they give you the verdict, verse 10 says this. You must act according to the decision they give you at the place the Lord will choose. Be careful to do everything they instruct you to do. Act according to whatever they teach you and the decision they give you. And now listen, do not turn aside from what they tell you. To the right or to the left. Anyone who shows contempt for the judge or for the priest who stands ministering there to the Lord your God is to be put to death. Now, if the judge or the priest has given a verdict, and somebody comes and show contempt to the verdict that they have given, he says that the person should die.
Na onipe biara obedi ahantansem na orintie osofo a ogina ho som ewrade wonyankopon ana atemufo no sanipa no onwu. Eti na okyerese se obedi ahantansem a sanipa no onwu.
You must purge the evil from Israel.
Na yiboni no free Israel.
Now two things I want you to take close note
of.
When they give verdicts, the one representing the high priest or the judge, once they have given the verdict,
says
that if anyone wants to turn the verdict, that person should be killed. That is why Paul says that. This gospel, it is God's own testimony concerning his son. He has given the verdict. This one is not an appeal court. It's not a high court. This one, God himself declared it. And Paul says that if you want to turn it, the Old Testament says that let the person be killed. And Paul, instead of saying let the person be killed, said let the person be cursed. The second thing is this. He says that act according to whatever they tell you. Whatever judgment that has been given to you, act upon it. This is very important for the slave who is unwilling to leave the plantation. Act upon it. And signs will follow you. Once you act upon it, signs will follow you. Everything is prepared in the law of the Lord. Salvation is a package. When we are born again, we receive eternal life, life in abundance. Our future is in the salvation that we have received. Our prosperity is in the law. Act upon it. Act upon it. You see, sometimes you go to the law court and a judge will judge something in your favor. But the one who is litigating with you is so forceful that the person will be disturbing you. Don't start crying. Once the law is on your side, act upon it forcefully.
Eto de bia se woni obi nyanta wata obi na mokwa se ni bia na se wo bu atan de mawa nipa ono wotwe mansa no eto de bia na oha wadwen na se eba se oha wadwen a sabre ne yensu ne mom atemmu a wode ama ono fire juma.
You see, people talk about ancestors, as for my home, as for my family, it doesn't matter. Because the devil was not destroyed, he was not killed, so he's going to destroy you, but enforce the law.
Deeper Peter ka ebusiano me mifiedi isani manu huya obunsam no wanseno obehawa jine ne mumse emrano wa wafino fa emrano eyejuma.
You see, there was a day, some period in my life. I was still a bachelor.
Me yosijeni.
I was sleeping.
Not mother.
Now for 3 consecutive days, around 11 p.m., something would pull my hair.
Beye enna mi ensa net watu aso anajube duba kon. Ubo wese bibia babeso mitrimi mna watre.
I will not sleep again.
Me nabium.
The whole night.
Anajumuni na.
It happened the first day.
I did the kind.
It happened the second day.
Ede tosu mi enu.
It happened the third day.
Ede tosu mi ensa.
So by the third day, I was thinking. Because I've not slept well for 3 solid days. And then when my hair is pulled, I feel some sense of fear. Because I was in the room alone. Some people are pulling my hair. You see, I was born again.
See,
if you are born again, it doesn't mean that the devil cannot come and pull your head because he was not killed.
Say
but in the law, the devil is under your feet. So I told myself, I have to enforce this law. So the fourth day, I slept a bit early. And I told myself that I'll wait for these people. This time around, I'm not going to sleep for them to come and pull my hair. I'm going to face them with the fire of the Lord. And by 10 p.m., I started blowing tongues. Up until today, nobody has come to pull my hair again. Enforce the law. Don't start crying. The devil will come and test whether you understand the law. It's not about the forces in your family. It is about your ability to enforce the law. Because the law is on your side. It's not about what I will eat tomorrow. It is about acting upon the law of the Lord. And signs and wonders will follow you. Let me take this beautiful scripture as my last test. Psalm
19,
verse
7.
From verse
7
to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. He says the law of the Lord is perfect. Refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord is trustworthy. Making wise the simple. This one says that when, excuse me, anybody at all comes to the Lord, he will be made wise.
Now
when
the person says, sebe,
the precepts of the law are right, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees, that is the law of the Lord, is firm. And all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. In keeping them, there is great reward. I want to encourage you that we can live a victorious Christian life. Let us know that the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect. It makes wise the simple. In keeping them, there is great reward. Be willing to follow the law of the Lord. Once you are born again, don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of evil. Don't be afraid of the future. Trust in the law of the Lord. And then follow the law. Religiously follow the law. Seek to please him. And don't be afraid of the slave master. Don't be afraid of what you eat. Don't steal anything from your workplace. Don't touch what does not belong to you. Because of the future. For in the law of the Lord, in the salvation that you have received, your future has also been taken care of. God bless us all. Be a victorious Christian. Let us build a glorious church. May the Lord be with all of us.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless God for tonight. God has spoken to us. He has made us to understand that the law of the spirit of life has taken us out of the law of sin and death. But sometimes, because of fear, we are still stuck to the slave master. And sometimes because of fear of the past, and sometimes because of the fear of the future, what does the future hold for us? If I leave my slave master, where am I going to sleep? What am I going to eat? But God has already taken care. The law has already taken care of that. Now the law has been passed. And he passed it on oath. God has given a testimony about his son. That eternal life is only in his son. He who has the son has life. Now this testimony is on oath. And because it is on oath, it is irreversible. It cannot be changed. And tonight we thank God that God has given us these promises on oath. Now, the salvation that we have is a package. Everything we need is in this package. God did not just say it, but he did it on oath, which makes it irreversible. It cannot be overturned. Now what is left is for you and I to enforce this law. The judgment is on our side. And so if the litigant is disturbing us, it is not for us to sit down and cry, because the judgment has been given. And it has been given on our side.
Enforce the law. Enforce the judgment. Don't sit down and cry. Because it has already been given unto us. I want us to stand to our feet wherever we are. We first want to thank God for this judgment. We want to thank God that we have been freed. We are no more slaves. And so for this reason, we can live a victorious Christian life. For these reasons, we can live in purity. We can live in holiness. The chairman said we should have confidence in the law of the Lord. Because the law of the Lord is perfect. It makes the simple wise. Tonight, if you forget everything, remember that the judgment is on your side. And just enforce this law. Just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, the judgment is on your side. The judgment is on your side. Bless the name of the Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh God, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, Kabo Rabashanda. Thank you for this judgment. In the name of Jesus. Lee Kalori and Rababashanda Rabasaya Kabas. Iyando Rababakabayanda Rabashanda. Lee Bayando Rabasakabori and Rabashanda. Ilari and Rababazamayanda. Inde Rianda Rababakabayanda Rababanda Rabashanda. Lee Bayanda. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, O God. We give you all the glory. Kalori and Rabashanda. Ilari and Rababasaya Kabo Rabasaya. Indelele Kibo Yanga Kabo Rabasaya. Menyakoa Mima Bonibio Nao Sande. Oh Christ, oh me. Sing with us. Oh Menyakoa. I want you to sing it with meaning. I am no more a slave to sin. I am not under the bandage of sin. Why is it so? It is because Christ has given birth to me. The seed of God is in me. The power of sin has been dealt with on the cross. So I am no more a slave to sin. So as we sing it, please sing it with meaning. da la mayende inde le 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 andara bashanda le mama mama andara baba kabayanda inde le 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 andara bashanda iende le baba kabayanda rabasaya le. We are no more slaves. Liba banda, we are no more under the bondage of sin. Iba banda rabasanda rabashanda. Indelelelelele andara basayande. Mayanda rabasanda rabashanda. Iba bayaka bayanda rabasanda rababande. In the name of Jesus. Mayanda rabashanda rabasayakato.
Mayanda rabase. Now we've been told to enforce the law. Tonight we want to enforce the law. We want to tell the devil we are no more under sin. We have been liberated. We have our freedom. And so tonight we want to declare to the whole world that we are liberated and that we enforce the law. Lift up your voice in prayer. Enforce the law right now. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to sleep under bondage. Keep a hand on Rababasaya. Mayando Rabakindele Babaka Bayanda. Ibayanda Rababaka Bayanda Rabashanda. Ila Bababasia Kabo Rabashanda.
Enforce the law. Enforce the law. In the name of Jesus, we are no longer slaves to sin. In the name of Jesus, we are no longer slaves to sin. In the name of Jesus,
we want to enforce the law. So we speak to demonic forces. You have no authority over us. We are under a rock. The rock is higher than us. And so we speak to demonic forces. We speak to Satan and his angels that we are enforcing the law and that you have no authority over us. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice right now. Wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, you have no authority over us. You have no power over us. Ibahaka bo rabasaya. Ilabayanda rabashanda rabarabasaya. Indelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel
declare our freedom. Today we declare our freedom. You have no authority over us. Ima yando rabasanda. Liba baba 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 rabasanda. Liba yando rabasanda. Liba yanda. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I am free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I am free.
Blood of the Lamb is my ransom.
ignorance, Lord. You have given us information. And today we declare, oh God, we are willing. We are willing to leave the slave master because you have bought for us our freedom. We want to thank you for the work that you did on the cross. We want to thank you that you have dealt with the power of sin. And so we can live a victorious Christian life. Jesus, we bless your name. Help us to enforce the law. Oh, help us, oh Lord, to enforce this law in the name of Jesus Christ. And let us walk in this freedom that you have given us. Never to go back to the slave master, but to stick with you and walk with you all the days of our lives. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the life of our chairman. We know you will continue to breathe into him, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Let the people of God shout a big amen.
All the land.